From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre. Cleanup continues today in downtown Birmingham after protests to mark the killing of George Floyd in Minnesota turned violent Sunday night. Cindy Mullins manages the Alabama and Lyric Theaters, which were both hit. She tells me the reaction of protesters didn't come as a surprise, but she's disappointed they targeted the historic buildings.
When I started seeing footage of what was happening downtown, I started becoming worried that, you know, it was going to move a little closer to the theaters. But all in all, we're very thankful that our damage was quite minimal compared to some other places. We were very lucky that our damage was only on the exterior and it was just limited to glass being broken.
Paint me a picture of the damage downtown and tell me how bad the damage was at the Alabama and Lyric Theaters specifically.
The Alabama and Lyric and the other properties that are attached to them, we had more than 10 windows and doors broken. That is at all of the facilities between the Alabama Theater and the corner at 18th Street and the Lyric and the Superior Furniture Building, which is just next door to the Lyric Theater. But just farther down our street, Wheelhouse Salon had their windows broken and their computers and other equipment that they use for processing appointments and, you know, point of sale systems. They had some of that equipment stolen. Just one block over, the California Fashion Mall was completely destroyed by fire. Some other local businesses, restaurants and other storefronts also had some pretty catastrophic damages.
What's been your conversation with neighboring businesses and how are they holding up?
Everybody that I've spoken with really feels strongly that the most important takeaway here is that human lives are more important than broken glass and damages to buildings. Now, that's not to say that these business owners aren't hurting, but they know why this is happening. In a way, that hurt and concern about, you know, loss of business and loss of money is really mitigated by just this concern for what's going on in our community and in our country. But also, yesterday, there was really a great sense of hope because so many people were coming and helping clean up and offering to help, asking where they could go that needed more assistance, sweeping up broken glass, helping board up windows, removing graffiti. That continued all day long, even up till very close to when the curfew started. People were asking, how can I help? What can I do? So the sense of community is very strong.
Yeah, I noticed that myself when I was driving around. Does your staff have a plan in case something like this happens again?
We chose to board up every window and door at all of the properties that we own on 3rd Avenue, not just the ones that were broken. So we did that as a precautionary measure just to ensure that we're as protected as we can be against more broken glass. Our budget is really being hit hard right now because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We don't know when we will be able to reopen. We're already, just stretched so tight trying to make ends meet.
Cindy, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
That was Cindy Mullins, venue manager at the Alabama and Lyric Theaters.